In just 24 hours or so, we're going to be laning Megillah, and half of the people who will be listening to the Megillah will be women. That's because the Gemara tells us that women are obligated in a Megillah Esther, even though it's Mitzvah Aseh, Shas Mangrama, of course, because Afin Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. So I'd like to talk about that concept of women being obligated because Afin Hayu Ba'oso Hanes for the next few minutes. So where else do we find that women should theoretically be exempt from a mitzvah because it's Mitzvah Aseh, Shas Mangrama? Nevertheless, we obligate them because of Mitzvah Aseh, because Afin Hayu Ba'oso Hanes. Dal Kosos, Hanukkah, Kiddush, we'll discuss maybe. No? So the only three places in Shas, as far as I know, is Mikra Megillah, is Ner Hanukkah, and Dal Kosos. So what's the definition of the words, Afin Hayu Ba'oso Hanes? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, actually it's the Rashbam says that, Tupshatim. One pshat is that they were actively involved in bringing about the miracle that we are commemorating. So, for example, in Megillas Esther, Esther had a very significant role, as we are all aware. It comes to Hanukkah, so it was Yehudis, right? Yehudis. Yehudis had a significant role in killing the Syrian general. And when it comes to Dal Kosos, of course, B'zichos Nashim Tzidkonios, Nigalava Senim, that's one pshat in the Rashbam. And the other pshat is that the women are also an ace, meaning they were in the same tzara, and they were equally saved from that tzara, so it makes sense. If I'm supposed to read the Megillah because I was in trouble, I was going to die in Shushan, well, they were just as in trouble and just as much going to die, so they should have the same level of Hakarsa Tov of Pesumanisa. That's Machlokas Rishon. I want to raise the following question. There's a question that Tosus asks, the following question. Matzah. Let's talk about matzah. Matzah, the Gemara tells us, how do we know that women are chayavos in matzah? So Tosa says, no. No, women. So mitzvah says she has my grandma. That's what I'm familiar with. I didn't know the first one. Is to mechayav women?
Sure.
Well, but it's Mitzvah Aseh Shas Mangrama, it's only talking about men.
It's a special ribui.
Okay, could be not familiar. Okay, so the one I was remembered is that if women are mitzuvos not to eat chametz, so kol she'eno be she'eshno be bal tochal chametz is yeshno be kum echol matzah. So it's the istur of chametz and the aseh of matzah are linked, and if they are not allowed to eat chametz because it's a los aseh, so even though the aseh of matzah is a Mitzvah Aseh Shas Mangrama, they'll nevertheless, yes, be mechuyavos. Ask Tosfos a very simple question. Why do you have to give that reason? Why don't you say something more simple? Afin hayu ba'oso hanes. The same way afin hayu ba'oso hanes is employed to obligate them in the dalid kosis at the Seder, why can't we use the same rationale, the same logic, to obligate them in the matzos at that very same Seder? That's Tosfos' question. So one answer that Tosfos says is that afin hayu ba'oso hanes is only a mechanism that could obligate you midrabanan. It's only mechanism that could obligate you in drabanan. For example, Dalet Kosos, which is drabanan. Kriyas HaMegillah, which is drabanan. Neros Chanukah, which is drabanan. But it doesn't have the potency, it doesn't have the capacity. This mechanism called Afin Hayu Ba'oso Hanes doesn't have the oomph to be able to obligate thereby in a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's why we cannot use the Afin Hayu Ba'oso Hanes to obligate them in matzah. That's one answer to Tosfos. Tosfos gives another answer. Listen to what he says. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. I don't know where else in Tosfos we see Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. Beautiful name. We should all be called Rabbeinu such and such Ish Yerushalayim. Does that mean he lived in Yerushalayim or that he wanted to live in Yerushalayim? I don't know. But Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yerushalayim tirates that we might think that women would be exempt from matzah. You know why? Because tesvav is exeris shava, just like women are exempt from sitting in a sukkah the first night of sukkahs. So we might think to also exempt women from that exeris shava, tesvav, also to exempt women in matzah on the first night of Pesach. I mean, even if you had an obligation, we might exempt them from that obligation. And therefore, we need a special pasuk to say explicitly, or the special limud to tell us explicitly that women are nevertheless obligated because since they're obligated in a los assay of chametz, they're equally obligated in the assay, the sister assay, the cousin assay, the mirror assay of eating matzah. According to that answer, what is he saying? He's saying, why don't we use afin hayabos anes to be mechayev women in matzah? Because I had a gzer shava, but in other words, Tos, this second answer is assuming that afin hayabos anes does have the capacity to obligate a woman midoraisa. It's just there's a technical thing with the psukim that you need it or you don't need it, but theoretically, afin hayabos anes can obligate women even in a mitzvah asei daraisa. That's an important piece of yediyah to know from Rabbeinu Yosef Ish Yushalayim.
Does matzah commemorate the nes, or does the Korban Pesach commemorate the nes?
You're asking a great question. I think of Soloveitchik has a shtickle about this, and he says that, in the Igeras HaGrid, I think he says something that maybe afin hayabos anes only is when the mitzvah that you're doing is a mitzvah of pirsum anisa. So the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is pirsum anisa. The mitzvah of Dal Kosos, we make the brachas on it, that's Pirsum Anisa. The mitzvah of, Megillah, Chanukah, and Dal Kosos, those are all mitzvahs of Pirsum Anisa. Mashenkin Matzah, it's commemorative, but it's not Pirsum Anisa. I think he might say something like that. I'm not sure. That logic is set. What about, let's talk about one last question. What about the Nes of the Mun? The Nes of the Mun. The Mun was a nace. Women were in the nace of the Mun.
You know the holiday for Mun?
Yeah, it's called Shabbos. Yeah, Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos. So, Rabbeinu Tam makes this point. He says, should women be obligated in Shalosh Shudas? Why do you have Shalosh Shudas? Because it says by the Mun three times, Hayom, 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 we learn from the Mun, that there's a mitzvah to have Shalosh Shudas. Were women in the mitzvah of Shalosh Shudas? I'm sorry, were women in the mitzvah of the in the nes of the Mun? They were. So afin hayabos anes. So therefore, we should obligate, says Rabbeinu Tam, we should obligate women to eat Shalosh Shudas based on afin hayabos anes.
Depending how you learn afin,
the women
collide. Oh, exactly. If we learn afin hayabos anes, that they were in the same situation, so they were equally in the situation of needing food in the midbar. On the other hand, if we learn that the afin hayabos anes means that they were actively involved in bringing about the salvation in an active way. They were the heroines, in a sense, of this Yeshua. So by the Mun, there is no specific role that they played with the Mun. The Mun wasn't B'schus Miriam, right? That was B'schus Aaron. The bear was B'schus Miriam. So therefore, the fact that Rabbeinu Tam assumes that we could obligate women in Shalosh Shudas based on afin hayabos anes by the Mun would indicate that he must hold that the pshat in afin hayabos anes is just that they were in the tzara, not that they were actively involved. What? As far as why women are obligated. Yeah. Just to finish off, the reason why there needs to be another sheet, the Maharam in Rottenberg says you can't say afin hayabos anes because that's only when there is a real sakana. And we're saved. Sakana, and you're saved? Then we say afin hayabos anes. But the Mun, Rabbi Altenberg says, it wasn't a sakana from which they were saved. You're saying, oh, what would they have eaten in the midbar? I don't know. Maybe they got them on before they were in danger. They still got them on while they still had some matzah left.
They
just ran out. Okay, fine.
Just cut it out.